All right, welcome to this week's edition of Next Level Who's, and we're changing it up a little bit this one, Grant. We're doing we'll do some NBA talk a little bit, but we're catching up with an old friend of yours. We'll do the intro, but this is a little different. Talk about it for a minute.
Yeah, so we're bringing on Faris Wazim today. He was a former student manager with me at UVA. We overlapped for 3 years. I met him the summer before my first year. But yeah, so now he's the director of basketball operations out at Portland. So we'll get into all of that and catch up with him and kind of see where he is on the next level and on his journey. So it'll be interesting. We got some good
Yeah,
stuff coming today.
it's great. I like how, we can, doesn't have to be all just the guys in the league. It's this program builds up a lot of different people in different avenues of life, and it's cool to catch up with Faris and get to know a little bit about how he got to UVA and goals and aspirations. Pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's guys from this program, managers, players, coaches, everyone all over doing a whole bunch of different stuff. So it'll be fun and different, and I think really interesting for us to just kind of catch up and see where Faris is at now and in the future on other episodes where other Wahoos are at on their next level as well. So
That's right. And then obviously happy birthday, belated birthday to you, and then happy Mamba
thank you.
Day. Happy Mamba week. A little
Mamba
weird.
week,
Your
yeah.
birthday's always tied with that now, huh?
Yeah, I
It
love
makes
it.
sense.
I love
His
it. Day
birthday, your
before Kobe.
birthday.
Okay, so happy birthday to Kobe as well. Rest in peace. It should be a fun week. Hopefully we can get lucky on some sneaker drops, but I think it'll just be a good week of remembrance and kind of just reliving a bunch of Kobe memories.
Yeah. Any luck today on sneakers app? No.
Nah, not yet. I'm 0 for 1. Technically like 0 for 10, because I had a bunch of friends and family try for me as well, but
Yeah.
try again tomorrow.
Yeah, I tried a bunch of them too. No luck. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I like the one tomorrow. It's like a Lakers colorway.
The purple, yeah, the purple is good. I like the jersey a lot.
Yeah,
Eight
the
on the
jersey.
front,
Is that
24 on
tomorrow?
the back. Yeah, those and the shoes both come out
The
tomorrow.
same time?
Yep, same time.
All right. I don't know how that's gonna work.
I don't know. We're gonna figure it out and hope for the best.
Yes, yeah, it'll be a good week. All right, enjoy Farce, everybody. Hit us up. We'll put a link description for forum questions, comments. Hit us up.
Yep.
So Farce, maybe we'll just jump into your tie with UVA. How did you get involved with UVA basketball?
Definitely. So I was actually a manager in high school, so I wasn't good enough to make the team, so I opted to be a manager. And then one of my good friends in high school said he went to Northwestern, and he said he's going to be a manager for their team. And at that time, I didn't really think about being a manager at UV. I was like, that makes sense, so I should probably do that too. So it's on my desktop right now. I emailed Coach Bennett. His email was on the website. I thought that was a great idea. I emailed Coach Bennett, and then and then KP, the old office assistant, got back to me and said, here's Ronnie's number and information. You contact him and set up an interview, and then the rest is history. Got the interview. Yeah, and the rest was
Got
history.
the interview, got the spot.
Hey,
Got the
so
interview.
what was the interview? What was it, a rigorous process, or was it like?
So it was pretty intense. There was like, I think our group had like 20 people in the interview session, and there was three spots available. So yeah, three spots available.
Is
So
it all one-on-one interviews? Is it a
no, so
group?
it was a group interview. So it was three of us, three students, and then it was Ronnie, Johnny, and
Current manager.
Ronnie, John. I don't remember a manager being in there. It might have just been Ronnie and Johnny.
I was like, yeah, so when I did it, mine was like three students who wanted to be a manager, Ronnie, and then a current student manager.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was not Faris in
Yeah, mine. I
my
had class.
interview.
I remember that. I told Ronnie I had class the one time I went to class.
So I met Faris the summer before my first year. So the first time I helped out at UVA, so I hit up Ronnie and I was like, hey, I'm interested in being a manager. He's like, sweet, can you help work out camps this summer? So I helped at the NBA Top 100 camp, and my first shift was in the small gym next to Faris.
Nice.
And I sat down, I was like, hey man, like my first shift, blah, blah, blah. And he just, they don't help me out. And now one of my best friends.
So how about tell the fans, what is something they don't know about being a manager? Like, I think most of them just think, oh, you guys do all the dirty work, but what is something you do that a lot of people don't know, don't recognize?
I would say the grind. It's a grind. I know it looks glamorous on game days. You know, it looks glamorous when you're at the tourney and you're like, who are those kids that get to sit right there? You know, it looks glamorous then, but you know, the hours you got to put in to get there, you know, constantly rebounding. We're always the first ones in. We're always the last ones out. So I think the grind is what you don't see. And I love the grind. I loved it. You know, if I wasn't a manager, I don't know what I would do at UVA. I don't really don't. I loved it. I asked Ronnie for every opportunity. I'm like, whatever you need, let me do it. I don't care how small or big it is. Just if you need help with your
job. So when you say the grind, the grind is what you're almost like doing all the tedious tasks around. Yeah,
like a bunch of little, it's like a full-time job basically.
Right.
It's a full-time job, but you're on top of that. You're a student. You know, you try to maintain a social life, you know, that stuff is hard. Like the classic college triangle, like, you know, there's sleep, there's social life, and there's studies. That's like the triangle. But when you're a manager, that's like, it's a square now. So
right.
It doesn't work in college. You got to get rid of one of them. So
right.
You know, can't get rid of studies because, you know, you're going to get booted from being a manager. So
yeah, we got to keep our grades up.
You got to keep your grades up. So
Ronnie's going to talk to us.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's a grind. It's a full-time job, but it's if you do it right, it's absolutely rewarding.
And how much of it is more rewarding at UVA because of the student athletes have there's a certain level of respect that they have for you guys? I can imagine if you go to another school where they don't care about managers, that it'd be pretty miserable.
Is that right? No, it's definitely like they definitely take care of us. The staff, Coach Bennett especially, like when he says like he takes care of his managers, he really does. Like, if a player ever went at a manager in practice, Coach Bennett will go at that player. And it's happened a couple of times, like on the green machine, like a manager's, you know, maybe poked a player the wrong way or something. And, you know, a player's kind of snapped back and Coach Bennett immediately comes in like, hey man, don't do that. Cause like, you know, he realizes the effort, you know, we put in.
Right.
So, you know, they're
That's
really
pretty cool. That way. That's awesome. And what are you up to right now? You left UVA what year?
I left, I graduated 2015.
Okay. So your last year was?
The national championship year.
No, your last year, you graduated 2018.
2015. Wait, 2015. No.
Nah, definitely not 2015.
I graduated high school.
That was high school.
I graduated
UVA 2019. You're way older than I was thinking.
Yeah, no, okay.
I wasn't even in school in 2015.
Yeah, I was like,
we overlapped for a couple years.
That's my bad. My bad. I've been out of school for a while. I'm at.
I'll definitely not edit that out for you.
Yeah.
so you got the national title on your last year. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. On top.
Yeah, it's dope. A great way to go out.
So then what happened after? So as a manager, what did you decide? Like resume wise, you were looking at what options after.
So I was definitely trying to become a Dobo, what I am now, but. That didn't really work out in my favor too much. So I decided to go to grad school. The program grants in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I love basketball, but my end goal is I want to be an athletic director somewhere. So I thought to diversify myself, I'm going to join the football team this year and, you know, see what they got in store for me, kind of, you know, diversify myself. It was hard to leave basketball, especially after winning that, but
right.
I left and then, you know, I spent a summer there. It was good. I learned some stuff.
Different culture, right?
Yeah, different culture. Wasn't quite what I was looking for in an internship, but you know, I was like, I'll stick it through. It is what you make it. So I was trying to make it what I wanted. Then I remember exactly, I was with David Gent, another former manager. We were in the locker room watching the Nationals play. It was like their wild card game or something. And then Ronnie texted me saying, "You up?" I'm like, oh, what is he? When he usually texts me that, he wants a graphic or something real quick. around me, Ronnie. So
Boris is really good at Photoshop. He made a lot of graphics for like recruiting and a bunch of stuff like that.
But, don't tell me that. I might need you to.
But Ronnie texted me, "You up?" I'm like, I don't got my computer, Ronnie, but I'll rush home and do it for you. He's like, the Coach Porter and Coach Johnson called from Portland, and, you know, they need adobo. Would you be interested? I'm like, Portland. So I looked it up. I'm like, and, you know, it's
Nike's WCC. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Nike's right there. WCC, Gonzaga's in the conference. Everyone knows them. So
right, West, like, Coast.
You know, absolutely. I'll take anything. I just want to start. Just give me a start somewhere. So, and then from there, thankfully that connection was there. So it was mine if I wanted it. So I took it.
That's awesome. And how is that? How has that experience been relative to your UVA experience?
Well, it's, you know, it's definitely not UVA. It's a definitely different kind of atmosphere. You know, mid-major school. You know, you don't get all the amenities you get at UVA, all those cool things. But I love it. The staff is great here. It's crazy because the staff is connected, like, with Coach Bennett and his family, because Coach Porter, yeah. Coach Bennett's dad.
Yeah. At Stevens Point, right?
Stevens Point. Coach Johnson, one of Coach Bennett's childhood friends. They both played at Green Bay together under his dad. So it's crazy. It's a crazy, crazy connection.
Crazy, yeah, small world. The Who's next? The next level Who's? So Terry Porter from Portland, Trailblazer fame, been to the finals, played in some iconic games. Does he ever talk about that?
Oh yeah, he talks about that all the time. It's crazy. Like we'll walk in the airport and just everyone will be like, "Oh my God, that's Terry Porter! That's Terry Porter!" Like he runs Portland. He's the mayor of Portland.
He's got to be.
He's the unofficial mayor of Portland. Like,
because you think about it, he's the one that never. I mean, think of him, you think of Portland. Whereas Clyde, you know, left and went to Houston. I guess in Kevin Duckworth, but people don't really follow big men like that.
Yeah.
Jerome Kersey, rest in peace. I guess that's it, right?
Yeah, he is him. Him and Dalla Dame now. It's Dalla Dame's time.
Oh, yeah, now. But, yeah. Dame time.
He is the man here. Everyone loves him. Everyone absolutely loves him.
So then that leads me to my next question. You Trailblazers fan now? Adopted or?
I'm definitely adopted. But you know what? I'm not adopted because of Coach Porter. It's one of my managers. One of my managers is an absolute fiend for Blazers basketball. Like, that dude can talk your ear off about it. And I'm like, I'll just listen to it, and you know, now I'm a huge bandwagon Trailblazers fan now.
Contagious. It's contagious when you're around it a lot. Yeah. Like I'm out here in the Bay Area, and then when I moved out here, I just heard it all the time, and then I was like, all right, I'll go watch the other team, and then next thing you know, I was like, all right, I get season tickets to watch the other teams, and then next thing you know, I'm like, all right, that's probably my team now. So
It's weird how it works. It's crazy.
That's crazy, Forrest. You're going to switch up, become a Blazers fan when they play.
Blazers.
And LeBron, like, you know what? I'm a huge LeBron bandwagon. You know, I love college is my sport. I didn't really have a team growing up in the NBA or anything, so I just followed LeBron. But I want the Blazers to win this series. That's what I want. That's how big of a bandwagon fan I
am. That's crazy.
And so how'd you feel when they beat the Lakers first game one?
I mean, I saw it's a tough that Blazer team as an 8 seed. That's a tough matchup. That's a really
very tough matchup.
Game really the way he is right now, it's a tough matchup. And you know, I think the Lakers are gonna pull it out. I'm gonna say 5 or 6 games, but it's a tough matchup. But I knew the Blazers were gonna make it hard on them, so I knew that. I knew they'd steal a couple wins. So
Tough. You think it's tough? Is it because Rondo's out and they don't have anyone to stop Dame? The combination of Dame and CJ, is that?
Yeah, I mean, Dame's playing on a different level right now. Like you see where this man pulls up from sometimes, and it's like, he just can't do anything. Like he'll come off a screen at the half court logo and pull it and just drain it. Like what else did you expect? Like,
I saw a stat that he has the most 30 footers in the league, more than Steph.
It's great. And if,
you know, a lot.
He's got help too. He's got CJ. CJ's a bucket too. He's got Nurkic. Nurkic is a very good big man. So
they're fun to watch. Yeah. They're really, really fun to watch.
Yeah.
So do you keep up with some of the UVA guys? So what we do typically is like we go through the UVA guys and kind of see how they're doing.
Yeah.
I
definitely keep up with them. Our guy Malk had a huge game the other night. Huge game, like absolutely crazy. Like I wish he could get a little more help on that team, because you know that team could do something. That really could. Like even now they're down 3-0, but they could absolutely do something. Like they still got the firepower to do it. So like Oladipo,
he fouled out at the end there. That was tough.
Yeah, like they absolutely have the firepower to come back from that 3-0 deficit. But if and the and Malk will lead them to that too. Malk will definitely lead them to it. So,
and then we also had Mike Scott in the Sixers.
Yeah, Sixers are tough, man. I feel like the Sixers just can't get a break. Brett Brown
losing. Simmons right before the playoffs.
Lost Ben Simmons, He just can't catch it. Like he's a coach that waited through the process. Like he was tanking. He was doing all the right things, and you know he built his team, and he just can't catch a break right now. It's tough. And Ben Simmons is that good. Like you need him. You need him to, especially against the Celtics. You need him.
Huge difference maker.
Yeah. Mike Scott didn't get a lot of minutes. He didn't get a lot of minutes.
Got in today because of Tobias. I don't know if you saw it. Tobias Harris took
him. Yeah, it took a horrible fall.
Right on his face, so that's when he got some burn. But
yeah, and then the next who's that went out today, Brooklyn, but Joe Harris was out. Rest in peace. His mother passed away. News came out today. It's terrible news. Wish him the best. They lost 150-122, so the Raptors advance, and that means. But Justin got like 9 points and a few minutes.
That Nets team, 10 minutes. Watch out for that.
Yeah, they're gonna be good.
They are going to be dirty.
We've talked about it. What is your guess? Is he coming back, Joe Harris?
Is he leaving?
No, I don't think he's leaving because I don't see him leaving. They need him. With the KD and Kyrie, they need him. They absolutely need a shooter like that.
But Kyrie didn't list him as a guy on his little like. Right, he did his little thing where he talked about all the players, and he left Joe out of that. So I wonder if there's some sneaky beef there, or if he doesn't think he's a player.
The GM said like Joe is number one on our list, so whatever the GM says, I would take his word for it. So
yeah, that makes sense.
They're gonna.
I hope he's gonna get a fat offer. I hope.
Oh yeah,
he'll get paid regardless.
He'll get a fat offer.
Over the cap too.
Yeah, so they can match whatever anyone else offers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
no. I just hope with those guys coming back next year, he'll still get enough shots and he'll still get the ball.
Yeah, that's the thing. I imagine he won't care as long as he's winning.
He's finally in a position to win big, and you know with those guys, like people are gonna crowd the paint. Kyrie and KD driving, they're gonna crowd. Just kick it to Joe. Bang, three open. Exactly what you want. You're Joe. You don't have to like worry about a pesky defender on you all the time. You just go. Just go for it. Shoot. Let it go.
And then the next who on the list, Devin Hall, Oklahoma's now. They pulled a win out yesterday, so now they're down
overtime.
2-1.
Yeah. I wonder when Russ is coming back because that's going to change that series.
I wonder if he even come back this series.
Yeah, he might not. They might just wait one more game, see if they go up 3-1 or if it's tied.
If they go up 3-1, I don't see. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's 3-1, just let him rest.
Just rest him for the next series. Yeah, right.
Let him rest.
Yeah, they might as well, right? If it's 2-2, do you bring him back? More of a question mark.
Yeah, if it's 2-2, I think you got to. I think if he's ready to go, just do it. I mean,
yeah.
You don't
as long as he's not rushed.
Yeah.
I think it also depends on how the next game goes.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Because if they look good but kind of lose off something. Because last time in overtime, Coach D'Antoni was heated at the refs.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah.
So maybe it's something like that where he trusts his team to bounce back from that and then hopefully get some more calls.
Yeah.
And then the Dallas Clippers here. Did you guys watch that game today?
Oh, yeah, that was – My boy Luka, oh my, that was
that was nuts.
On a bummed ankle too.
Yeah, on a bummed ankle. Without Porzingis, they won that game. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh! And then Paul George, like, what? Come on, man! Like,
what happened?
Like, pandemic P. You're not playoff P. You're pandemic P. Like, what is this?
Did you see what Charles Barkley said about him?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not champion Chuck.
Yeah, he's like, you can't call yourself playoff P and then lose.
Yeah, they don't call me champion Chuck.
Yeah.
Man, Luka, though, 43, 17 boards, 13 assists.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Step back three for the win.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's crazy. I saw something today. I was like, the Kings GM really drafted like Marvin Bagley ahead of Luka. It's crazy how some of those things were. Just
how some back of those on draft it, like, picks pan out, right?
I messed up.
And Phoenix took Ayton, and then they got Trae Young over him too, right? Yeah. So that's
yeah. No, it's crazy. I mean, that's how some of that stuff works is like you just pick. Sometimes you just got to pick and hope for the best.
I mean, it is true, though. We haven't really seen a guy overseas come in and dominate like this.
Yeah, no, not like this. Like a lot of
Dirk took a while.
Yeah, he did. But right? Like, recently, there's not been a lot of overseas guys that have dominated.
No, not like that. Not on this level. So I get the skepticism. And then like Bargnani and a bunch of guys didn't quite pan out. So like,
yeah, people
sleep. And yeah. Rubio was pretty good, solid out of the gate, but.
Yeah, people are just comfortable with what they know, and they know college basketball. Like they know that dude from Kentucky. Yeah, I know he was coached well, so I'm gonna go with him. So sometimes you just gotta step out that comfort zone,
which is gonna be really interesting to see what happens this year in the draft. Because I know a couple international guys are projected to be high picks, so we'll have to see.
And Melo.
Yeah, Melo.
White.
Technically international, I guess. Yeah.
He's technically international, but he's not.
Yeah, he's not. But that
got Jazz.
Israel.
His school is listed as USA.
Yeah, projected as that guy from Israel is projected as a lottery pick. So, like, you know, it's crazy sometimes. Like,
it's insane. Yeah, there's another kid from France who's projected a lottery pick as well.
Yeah.
And the lottery. So, who won the lottery?
Timberwolves.
So, the Timberwolves got the lottery. That's right. And then the Warriors.
What do you think? You think the Warriors trade that pick?
No, I think they just stockpile.
Then they stock it.
They'll probably get either Wiseman or Melo, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they get Wiseman, if they get a rookie big like that,
I'm cheering for Melo. I hope they get Melo. I mean, for entertainment value, I mean, they've got all these championships already. Just go for broke, basically.
Yeah.
Crazy Curry, Clay, and him.
Yeah, that'd be prime time basketball right there.
You must watch basketball. You got
LeVar in the crowd too. Oh my!
Oh yeah, Del Curry versus LeVar. Let's go.
We're gonna have LeVar in the crowd, and then TW is gonna be right next to him.
Yeah, you got TW right next to him.
I'm good.
Big Angelo out there, just repping the brand too.
I definitely need a mask then. Locker room access versus Big Baller Brand. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
So this week, what are our predictions for the week? How are we looking? Milwaukee gonna close it out.
Milwaukee's gonna take care of business. They slumped that first game, but they'll take care of business. I think the Heat gonna take care of business. They're just playing. They're playing so well together. Duncan Robinson is shooting the crap.
God.
He's shooting the lights out the ball. Yeah,
he's shooting lights
out. Is Malcolm gonna pull one game out?
I could see them pulling a game out. I could see it, but I just don't. I don't see the Heat losing that series.
Yeah.
Lakers, Portland, your Trailblazers.
My Blazers. You know, I really want to choose my. It's just how are you gonna pick against LeBron in the first round? I just
right.
I don't see it. I can't see that happening. So. Have to go with my Lakers.
The Rockets, Thunder. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Be interesting how that plays out.
Interesting. Yeah, I still think the Rockets. I mean, I don't know the Rockets.
I do too.
I think the Rockets will pull that one out.
I would. I wish the Thunder would win so Dev can make a run.
Yeah.
But it's just you can't go against James Harden. And then Russ hasn't played yet.
Yeah. It's hard when they play small ball. It's just hard because you got Steven Adams, who's a good big, but like. Man, when you put like PJ Tucker on him, he stretches the floor like
exactly.
How does Steven Adams deal with that?
I mean, so next level none of them could be in that next round.
That's true. Yeah,
that's very true.
That's wild. I mean, the NBA is kind of it's fairly predictable at this point. I feel like.
Yeah.
It's not. There's not crazy upsets, like that.
The only thing the Mavs Clippers, like if playoff P can't pull his stuff together, I don't know how they're
gonna. Yeah. Yeah, that I guess that'll be the biggest one, right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest, you know.
Especially now with Utah up 3-1.
Yeah, Utah's got that.
See, so then we're looking at Utah. I mean, you think the Lakers, LeBron, your boy LeBron versus your new team? They're gonna take that one.
Yeah, LeBron's gonna take that one. I just can't
You
see him.
can't go against LeBron in the first round.
For in the first round, and yeah, you just can't do that.
I mean, all the credit to the Blazers and Dame.
Yeah, he's gonna.
But that's a tough matchup.
That team, I the Blazers will be scary next year. I will say that if they're fully healthy, the problem is they're just never healthy. Like they're just never fully healthy.
Right.
But they're another team that can't catch. They can't catch
Yeah,
a break.
they can't catch a break. But yeah.
Houston versus Lakers next round would be interesting.
Yeah, that will. That will
That's gonna
be.
be a great series.
And then Dallas, potentially. Do we think Dallas? I mean, I guess it's 2-2 now, so it's anybody's game. I'm guessing the Clippers pull that out, though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
they should. They really should. But there's no reason they should. But that Dallas team is dangerous. It's dangerous, especially if Luka's cooking like that.
Yeah. And Porzingis comes back. They could.
If Porzingis
I
comes,
could see them getting this next one if Porzingis comes back on
they
fire.
really should. They should be like they should have. They should be 3-1 right now. They should be.
That's
Porzingis should not have gotten ejected from that first game.
He should not have got tossed. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was terrible, and they would have won that game. So.
And the East, we've got Boston, Toronto already. We're getting ready to tip off.
People sleep on that. That Raptors team,
Really
probably the
good.
most
Really good.
disrespected reigning
Really
champions
good.
in history.
They're so gritty.
Yeah, that kid from Wichita State, he's tough.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet.
Yeah.
Siakam,
Crazy.
Siakam.
they got pieces. Lowry, Gasol, they got pieces, man. Don't sleep on them. They're
Crazy.
extremely well coached.
They lost Kawhi and they're still up there.
I know. It's crazy. Crazy.
And then we've got likely Milwaukee versus Miami.
Yeah. You know what? I think if the Pacers made it to the next round, I would have picked them to beat Milwaukee. But I don't.
Malcolm versus his old team. Come
Yeah.
on now.
I would have picked the Pacers. If the Pacers can make it out the first round, I'll pick them. But Milwaukee over the Heat, I don't see that one.
TJ Warren has not stepped up.
Yeah, TJ. TJ.
Jimmy Butler's not letting that happen.
No, he's not.
Jimmy Butler's not having that. Hey, I ain't back. I mean, if they cool off, you never know. I mean, they're just shooting lights out right now.
It is wild. So what do we think about the draft? What do you think Mamadi's chances are getting second round pick?
Second, I mean, he'll definitely get drafted. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost positive he'll get drafted. Where or what round? I don't know. That's tough. That's tough to. I hope that man works. That man works.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, late first to second round. That's where I see him. That's where I could see him going. But
I feel like no workouts really hurts him, but
yeah,
I think
I
it
feel like
hurts
that.
everybody.
Yeah, if it hurts anyone, it definitely hurts Mamadi. But because he wants to show
You
really
show out.
do. Yeah,
Right.
show out. Like he can shoot the ball. He can definitely shoot the ball. So kind
That's
of
the
wants to
thing.
show it.
That's the thing. Last year, him testing the waters was so beneficial because he really worked on his shot.
Yeah.
And his
Yeah.
shot is so much better from last year. But now, not getting the chance to show that off,
Yeah.
it is a disadvantage.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Because it's a wandering eye, right? You go with the GMs always go young and potential over
Yeah.
somebody
Right.
like that,
He plays
which
a
sucks.
long game, yeah.
We'll
Which
see.
is tough because, I mean, you see guys like Malcolm, second round.
Yeah.
Was in college for 5 years, and now look at him.
Yeah.
It's
Crazy, man.
when GMs look at
Yeah.
young and less years in school.
Yeah.
So we've got you on here. You're in this college basketball world. What is your prediction on college basketball season?
I think they'll. I just don't see the NCAA not having March Madness or April or June, July, whatever madness it is, whenever it is. I just don't see them not having it. So I think there'll be a season of some sort. I don't see it starting until January, though. That's my personal opinion. I just don't see.
Bubble? Are we gonna do bubble? The college bubble?
I think you could see
Conference
the
bubble?
problem with like con so I could definitely see conference bubbles, but then you get into like some of these mid majors, like how are they gonna do the bubble? Like they just they a lot of these schools rely on guaranteed games,
Right.
That aren't going to happen. So like how are they gonna do their own bubble? Like, but I would say the bubble definitely is the way to go, way to do it. It definitely won't be the NBA bubble. Won't be like that. Even if it's by conference. I mean, maybe you know the high majors can kind of simulate that to an extent, but
the NBA has really executed their bubble like crazy.
Yeah,
it cost them to execute it that way.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't cheap to do that.
So. For good reason.
Yeah, for good reason. So yeah, no, it's crazy. It's crazy. There's just too much money in March Madness for them to let it go another year. So I feel like there'll be something. Even if it's like a game, like literally just a game. Like everyone play a game. And then we'll determine seeding from there because they need it. They need that money. So
wow, can you imagine you talk about first four at like Joe Lunardi's gonna have an aneurysm.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Imagine
filling out a bracket. Like you're like, I don't know. Is this team good? Like I don't know.
They played one game.
Yeah, they played one game. So.
Yeah, but for a lot, like the majority of college basketball fans, there will be no difference.
Oh yeah, they won't.
Right, because they just tune in for March Madness anyways.
Yeah, no, that's so, it's fun. Why not?
it's gonna be a wild one. Maybe they'll do a double elimination March Madness.
Maybe everyone's invited to March Madness.
Double elimination, that would be crazy.
That'd be a lot of logistical, like, all right, so you lose, you go there, but if you win, you go there, and then...
Hey, as long as no 16 seed beats a 1 seed, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, we gotta keep... season is, like, 5 games, that could happen, because, like, no
That's
one...
What I'm saying.
These teams are. Okay.
Yeah.
But I like being the only one, though.
Yeah.
Wait, you wouldn't... So, wait, that's an interesting question. You wouldn't want another 16 to beat a 1?
No, I like being the only one.
You like being the only one?
The only one that's ever happened.
Whoever lost to 16.
You only like being the only one because of what happened the next year. Though.
Yeah.
It's our story, though. It's for the story.
I personally would like to see someone else lose and then lose and then not make the tournament the next year or make it and lose.
Yeah. There is something to be the way that we did it. There is like a prestige to like in a way, like, oh, you were the first and only 16, one to lose to a 16, and then you won it all the next year. So there is a certain, like, oh, wow. Like,
that's done before. If it was to happen, this is probably the year, right? Or you don't have a lot of, you don't have a ton of info. You could definitely be overseeded or underseeded a 16.
Yeah. Easily. Like, what if you have a couple seed games and you're a good team, but you just hit a rough stretch, you have one bad game and...
Yeah, who knows? I mean, like a lot of the teams with young guys, like they need a whole season to mesh, to you know, get chemistry and stuff. Like, if they don't get that, like,
I mean, that's just any team in general. I mean, look at us last year; it took us a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
A while to mesh, and then we hit stride right at the end.
Yeah, you don't mesh; you're vulnerable.
Exactly. We just hit the stride right in time for the postseason, but then.
All right, Forrest, here's a tough question for you. Portland plays Virginia in the NCAA tournament. How you feeling?
You know what, Coach Johnson and I talk about this. Like Coach Johnson and I will sit in our office and watch UVA games. Like we did that last year.
Uh-huh.
And Coach Johnson, I just be like, hey, Coach, like, so what if we played UVA? Like, what do you think? He thinks we'd get absolutely murdered. Like he doesn't think we could score like 10 points. and that's his true belief. And you know what? We might not be able to because. That pack line is different. So, it's not even a question who would win that game. I'm pretty sure. I think you know what we could pull out. I feel like we could pull out a fight. We got some dudes who can get hot. We definitely got some dudes that can get hot. But that pack line, like our guys have never seen that. They're not used to that.
Yeah, but emotionally, how are you gonna feel?
Oh, emotionally, that's tough. I'm gonna love it though. I'm definitely gonna. I would love that.
Either you can't win or you can't lose, however you want to look at it.
You don't have you got a good team moving forward either way.
Yeah, no, I've thought of it. I've thought of it before. It'd be crazy. Like I'd be sitting like Ronnie be across the table, be like, yo, what's good?
You'd be right there.
I know, just like talking smack. Like, yo,
I think that would be so
much
fun.
You don't want to lose to us. You don't want to do that.
That
I feel like that
wild.
Would be so much fun. Like Matt, like you and Ronnie both try to get the stat sheet at halftime or something. And you're right there.
Yeah, no, that would be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. It would. It'd be fun for everyone, like Coach Johnson, Coach Bennett, Coach Porter. Like, they all know each other, so it'd be a lot of fun. Everyone would enjoy it, thoroughly enjoy it.
So how does Coach Porter compare to Coach Bennett in terms of, you know, how they is he's running the pack line now? How do they compare?
Well, last year was the first line we ran the pack line, so. So
growing
the pack
pains,
line is mainly instituted by Coach Johnson. Coach Johnson's our pack line guy here.
Okay.
He tries. Like, I'll be in practice listening. I'm like, oh, Coach Bennett says the same exact thing. I'm like, oh, I remember that. You know, like positioning, pointers, posture, like all that stuff. Like, I've heard all this before. So, but I mean, you know, it's different. It's different when you have the talent that UVA has. Like, it's just different. I mean, we've tried. I mean, if you look at analytically numbers, the year before when we didn't run the pack line, we were bottom of the conference defensively overall. And then you look at this year when we ran the pack line, we were dead center in the middle. So, I mean, it definitely helped. It definitely did. So
that's because they brought you on board.
Yeah. So they brought the pack line expert here. So
that's awesome,
it definitely helped. And I would say pack line is definitely a 2-year system. Like, you just got to get the basics down the first year and just hope for the best. And then the second year is really when you can just get to the nitty gritty of it and really hone in on the, you know, intricacies and all that kind of stuff. So
I feel like,
system.
It seems like the bigs need a little more time with it.
Yeah.
That instinctual.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough. Going. To learn. It's really tough to learn. I know the principle of it is easy. Like, oh yeah. Okay. There's a pack line. Everyone put a foot in it. Yeah,
whatever. Right.
But, you know, it just when you're going that fast and you got to think that quickly, like it's tough.
Right. It needs to be instinct, not thought. Yeah.
That's what you have to get it to, instinct.
And you have to think about kids coming from high school and AAU where defense is, you focus on offense.
Like, exactly. And everyone wants to play offense. I mean, who doesn't? Like, everyone loves the ball. So, like, you really gotta have guys that can buy in and all that and are willing to learn and listen and go through the process. So,
how are the players liking it? Are they frustrated or are they?
You know, they're okay. They're not too frustrated with it. They understand, like, what we're trying to do with it. So, they understand what we're doing, and you know, we're in the very early stages of it, so we're not doing anything like too mind-boggling for them. So, you know, just working on closing out, making sure you're in the gaps, that kind of stuff. So, you know, it does get frustrating sometimes when, you know, we're like, you know, running a shell drill or something, and someone just drives right to the lane and lays it up, and you're like, what? Like, come on! And then you know, you got to coach the guy a little, but no, they understand. They're very responsive.
I get it. Yeah, how often is the words Tony Bennett, Virginia, brought up
ever? As much as you think. Some of the guys asked me a couple times, like, what was it like being there? Like, what's the difference? Like, what are the differences? What do you see? Like, you know, that kind of stuff. But, like, not really. It's among the coaching staff, a lot, because, you know, we all have connections. Like, we all talk a lot, like, especially when we're watching UVA games together. But, yeah.
In the film room, you just do your own thing, I imagine.
In the film room. I mean, you know, we have all the packets. Like, we have the Virginia defense pack line packet, you know, that Johnny sends out if you want it and stuff like that. So, like, we have all that stuff. But it's not talked about, you know, too much. Like, Virginia does this, Virginia does that, so.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah, no problem.
That's good stuff. Good to catch up. We'll have to have you come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's a couple updates here and there.
Yeah, no, this is
I want to say nobody sleep on Forrest on the basketball court.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Manager games, new ball.
2K? What about 2K?
I'm a sniper. Nah, 2K. Yeah,
2K. Mm-hmm. Nah, we used to play twice a week my first year.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. If you catch me at a good time in 2K, you know, I can definitely.
You had your day.
Yeah,
those out here listening, Forrest and I took a class my first year together. And before class, he would come to my dorm. We would play a game of 2K every Tuesday, Thursday before class, and then walk to class.
Yep.
Every That's morning. Amazing.
A lot of practice.
Like I was a 25, 30-minute walk from Grant. So.
Yeah,
and how often?
Was in the morning.
I would say, have you been back to Charlottesville since?
Not since I've been to Portland, no. Not since I've been here. But I definitely want to go back. You don't miss something until it's gone. That's
all right.
Yeah, you don't miss something until it's gone. So I every day I think about, I'm like, I miss Charlottesville so much. Like, just the stuff, like the experiences, you know, everything about it. The town is great. Everything. It feels like home. It honestly feels like home. So
Portland's cool though, right?
Portland's cool. It's different. It's a little different. West Coast. I'd say the West Coast in general is just a little
just different.
Taste and feel is a little different. I would say after living here, I'm definitely an East Coast guy. No question about that now. No need to question that.
What about that show Portlandia? Have you watched that?
No, I haven't watched that.
I was just wondering how true that is. Yeah. About. And then what about the donuts? Isn't there some crazy donut shop?
Yeah, Voodoo Donuts. Yeah, they're okay. I went one time. A former manager, Max, came down to Portland to visit. I went one time with him. I mean, it was okay. I wasn't like anything like too special. It was
nothing
like
that Voodoo crazy.
And Blue Star or Star Bay or Star Blue Star. There's two bagel spots, or not bagels, donut spots here. So yeah, I mean, okay. The line at Voodoo was insane. It was like.
Yeah, it's like on the Travel Channel all the time and stuff. Yeah, it's featured the best donuts in the U.S. or whatever.
It is a donut, yes. I wasn't blown away. I'm a Krispy Kreme guy.
Krispy Kreme. What's the one in Charlottesville? Ducks Donuts or Duck Donuts?
Duck Donuts. In Charlottesville used to be a place called Spud Nuts.
Spud, yes.
They had the best. They closed now, but they had the best donuts. Yeah. It's one of the places where line would be out the doors. They open, and once they sold out, they were done selling for the day, and they would sell out every single day.
So wait, why did it close then?
I think they.
That just sounds like a math problem that they didn't work out. Like
yeah, I think it was just not enough business, or something wasn't adding up there. So
no, I don't even think it was that, because they would sell out every day. I think they just went on to the next thing.
Maybe that was it.
I could be
like,
wrong.
If you do the math, I mean, if you sell out every day, like you should know how much you could make every day then.
Right, exactly. That was my thing. I was like, why don't they just make more and keep making them and just sell them throughout the day?
Yeah, that's
because it was like days where like if you were not in line before they opened, you wouldn't get any donuts. Like they would cut it, they would sell out and people would still be in line.
That seriously makes no sense that they would be closed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they had a blueberry donut. Oh, that was the best one.
Yeah, I had them a couple of times. It was good. It was definitely worth it.
Right.
That's crazy. And then COVID-19, how is it in Portland? Gotta ask. That's the standard question now. How is it over there?
I don't know. I feel like it's just, you know, with something so contagious like that, it's just so hard to actually know like the, you know, the spread of it and how is like permeated your community. It's just so hard to tell. I mean, thankfully, I mean, from our team perspective, like no one at Portland has tested positive. Like we have men's, women's basketball on campus, scattered other athletes on campus. Like no one's tested positive. None of the staff or coaches, they're definitely taking good precautions, but it's just so hard to tell. Like it's something.
Is everyone masked up and everything? Yeah. Everyone following?
Everyone's got a mask policy. Like the arena is no longer, I mean, for coaches and stuff, you know, you can enter and leave as you please, but for players, you gotta make sure you're signed up. You gotta sign up for a time, and you can only be there during that time. Like no access to the locker room, nothing. You gotta leave right after.
Wow,
it's crazy. They really hunkered down. I mean,
that's wild.
It's crazy because like if you catch one case and you gotta shut it down, you're just gonna shut it down.
Right.
Like, nothing you can do about it.
Because you have to quarantine for exposure. And
yeah,
that's the team. Everybody's testing, exposed at practice.
One person on your team catches it. Like yes, they've all been in contact with each other, so you gotta shut it down. Like.
Has there been a lot of lectures about it or talking about it?
Oh, yeah. The number of forms and trainings and who knows what we have to do is absurd. I've never seen anything like it before.
I mean, wow.
And you got, I mean, some of it you got to do.
I've never worn a mask before, so.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, we talk about it all the time. Like, yeah, we walk outside with a mask and it's normal now. Like, who asked me that last year? Yeah, you're going to, you know, come next year, you're going to walk around with a mask and it's going to be normal. Like, what? No.
It's so normal now that, like, I'll watch TV or, like, shows or movies and see, like, social gatherings and people, like, and I'm like, yo, they don't have masks on. Like, this is weird. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is.
Yeah, no, it's like, I would never do that. I'm like, I can't imagine myself doing that now. I'm like, going to, like, a party or a gathering like that. I'm like, I physically cannot imagine myself.
Right. I don't even want to go to restaurants and eat now. And
it's crazy.
We can do that every day.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't want to go outside anymore.
Right.
I don't have a reason to go outside. I don't do it. I'm like,
I mean, now we can't get into the gym, but certain times, and when we were, I mean, few years ago, you and me used to be bored at night and go shoot at 1 a.m.
Like, literally, midnight. Like, we text each other, hey, you want to go shoot on the gun? Like, yeah, let's go. Just walk just in the gym, set the gun up, shoot till 2 a.m., and then leave. Like,
and then hang out, go home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No one says anything about it.
Not even in the question.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Yeah, it's crazy. Times have changed. It's crazy. Hopefully, we can get this figured out because there's a lot of things that need this to get fixed. Right.
Is that saying 2020 hindsight? Yeah, that.
No, exactly. Well. 2020 hindsight.
Again, appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll jump back on later this week. We'll do another update. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, Forrest.
Yep, no problem, man.
Jim Jerome.